97.9, 105.5, KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and as you know, huge, huge wrestling dork that I am. And on the line right now, the Royal Rumble, this Sunday on pay-per-view, the WWE Champion, Sheamus, is on the line. Sheamus, good morning. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, Gary. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How in the world did you end up in the WWE all the way from Ireland? Because you're like the first guy to make that big trek, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Well, honestly, the WWE is just as big in Ireland, England, Ireland, UK, and Europe as it is over here. It's growing every year. It grows. We go back and forth. We do two trips a year, maybe even more, sometimes to France and Germany. So we're back and forth to Europe quite a lot. The fans are growing. I mean, they go crazy for the product. So, I mean, sports entertainment is huge. And as a kid, I watched it grow. Actually, believe it or not, I used to like sneak downstairs. My parents were asleep, and I was like 4 or 5 years. Well, not 5, 6, 7 years old. Over a couple of because we're 5 hours ahead in Ireland than Eastern time.
Okay.
So I'd sneak down on a school night when the parents were asleep and watch the Royal Rumble myself with greats like Hulk Hogan, Rick Rude, and all those guys. So. It's for me, the Royal Rumble is very special, and the WWE have always wanted to basically make this trek, make this this leap, and so far it's been a dream come true. Inside 6 months of debuting, I'm WWE champion, 6 weeks on Raw, and now I'm looking forward to going in and, you know, locking horns with Randy Orton, the Viper, the Legend Killer, and defeating him and keep me WWE championship and going all the way to Mania.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to WWE champion Sheamus, the Royal Rumble, this Sunday on pay-per-view. For all the details, hit the website, WWE.com. You mentioned a couple seconds ago, you literally just burst on the scene, and like it seems like out of nowhere, you've become the champion. Behind-the-scenes stuff, you really have become, I hear you're just a sponge and a workaholic and really working on your craft and really picking the brains of the grizzled veterans, if you will, just trying to become better and better every day.
Absolutely. I mean, I left Ireland, I left my family, left the house, I left my country where I was born and grew up, and because I wanted this so bad. And my mentality has always been, like, I never came over here to be just part of a roster or make up like a group of people and just to blend into the background. As you can see, everything about me is different, you know. I mean, I purposely don't throw on fake tan or everything. I keep my own white.
You're a little pasty. I'm not saying what I'm saying.
Hey, that's an Irish tan, fella. Don't be knocking the Irish tan, all right? No, for me, it has to be 100%, 110%, man. I mean, I didn't come here. I came here to be WWE champion. That was my goal. Did it happen very quick? Happened quicker than, you know, a lot of people expected. But I never doubted myself for once. This is where I've always wanted to be. So right now, they say it's harder to stay on top than to get there. Well, I've beaten John Cena a few times now. And, well, he likes to say I didn't beat him, but
right.
I put him in his place. He didn't walk away with the championship, put it that way. Now I've got Randy Orton, the man who's been, you know, bullying a lot of people around with the legacy and all. I mean, I did respect Randy an awful lot because we both share the same hatred for John Cena. But the fact is, he's made a mistake by stepping in there with me because I am going to beat him black and blue, and I'm going to walk out WWE champion.
That
RKO he gave me on Monday night, well, let me just tell you this. His song talks about voice in his head. Will he be hearing a lot of voice in his head after I pump kick the hell out of him on Sunday night at the Royal Rumble?
That's right. Royal Rumble this Sunday on pay-per-view. It's WWE champion Sheamus taking on Randy Orton. Because you've become champion so quickly, is there resentment in the back? Are the guys nice to you? Is it like, oh, good for you, congratulations? Or are they like, well, what's he got that I don't?
No one's happy for anyone's success. I mean, I wouldn't be happy for someone else's success, put it that way. And they're not happy for mine. I mean, when I've come in to WWE, I've been a loner. I keep to myself. I'm not there to make friends. I'm not there to win a popularity contest. I mean, if you hear the crowd every time I walk out Monday night, they hate me. They don't like me. I mean, John Cena is their hero, and basically you saw what I did with him. So, there's resentment. Do I care? I couldn't care less because at the end of the day, I'm WWE champion. I'm very selfish. This is what I've wanted. As I said, it's for me. I didn't come all the way to make friends and buddies and pen pals and email pals or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So yeah, there is. But to be honest with you, I just keep marching on. I thrive in it all. All the crowds' responses and everything, the negativity towards me, it just makes me better. I feed off of like you wouldn't believe. So as I said.
I completely understand, dude. It's WWE Champion Sheamus taking on Randy Orton this Sunday at the Royal Rumble on pay-per-view, WWE.com. I know you got a jet. Thank you very much for the time. And, dude, I love to hate you. So keep it up. All right, brother?
Yeah, Gary, I know you're going to be watching this Sunday in Tampa. It's going to be a good pay-per-view, pal. It's going to be a great one.
Dude, I was booing the hell out of you at the Carrier Dome when you were there taking on Cena. So it's on like Donkey Kong, man. I appreciate it.
I thought I heard you. All right, Gary. I thought I heard your voice. I recognized your voice. But no, it's going to be a good one, Gary. I know you're not going to miss yourself. You're a big wrestling fan. But that Royal Rumble match as well, it's going to be so unpredictable with the top caliber of guys you have in there as well. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm going to be looking forward to it because I'm going to want to know who I'm facing at Mania. But yeah, don't miss it. And as I said, the match with me and Randy Orton will be something epic.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time. And thanks for your time, fella. Take it easy.
Sounds good. WWE Champion Sheamus, Royal Rumble this Sunday on pay-per-view. It's Big Pop in the Morning here on KISS FM.